He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is October the 3rd. Fall is in the air, and we are live from San Diego, California. The market is open. The market is up again. Are you getting tired of winning yet? The market continues to hit new highs. Today, we're up 55 points. We're at 22,612 as we close in now on 23,000. This bull market, which began in March 27th, when Bill Gunderson's newsletter said, March 27th of 2009 said, I'm getting a buy signal on the market. A new bull market has been born. Well, it continues to thrive. The NASDAQ is up 10 points this morning. Not quite as good as the Dow, but it's up 10 points. The NASDAQ is at 6,526. I got to say, that's a new all-time high. The S&P 500 also hitting a new all-time high today, although it's just up a couple of points. 2,531 on the S&P 500. Crude oil's up a dime, $50.68 on crude oil. Gold is down $1.90 per ounce at $1,273. You know, it had a little flash there, went above $1,300. The dollar started to strengthen, and down goes gold. There's a very distinct relationship between the U.S. dollar and gold. Silver's flat, $16.65. The euro is flat, meaning the dollar's flat at 1.17 on the euro. And the 10-year bond this morning, quiet, but it's 2.34%. It's up 25 basis points from its recent low. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have, guess which sector of the market is dominating the news again this morning? You might think, oh, it's got to be the smartphone sector. It's got to be the technology sector. It's got to be the semiconductor sector or the internets. Or how about Amazon and the social media stocks, Facebook and those? No, it's the automobile sector. Once again, that dominates the news. Before this is all over, I'm going to be an expert on the automobile stocks, which I now own quite a few of. Today, once again, the auto sector dominating the move, the news. Yesterday, did you see the move in General Motors yesterday? And it's following up today. What's the news on General Motors? Look at that chart on General Motors. All of a sudden, it's behaving like Apple. General Motors yesterday said it will introduce two new all-electric models derived from the Chevy Volt EV, electronic vehicle. Learn that symbol, EV. That's new talk within 18 months. But the company has a long-range plan to unveil 20 different all-electric vehicles by 2023. General Motors believes in an all-electric future, says product development boss Mark Royce. Although that future won't happen overnight, GM is committed to driving increased usage and acceptance of electric vehicles through no-compromise solutions that meet our customers' needs, he adds. Well, Sanford's a Ford guy. Will he become a Chevy guy? I don't know. You're not going to be able to get a combustible engine here before long over at GM, as they are committed to an all-electric future. GM also is rallying again this morning after topping U.S. sales estimates. Their unit sales were up 11.9% year over year. That beats the 8% forecast. Sales by brand, Chevrolet sales up 17%. GMC sales up 9%. Buick down 20%. Cadillac up 1%. Crossover deliveries jumped 43% during the month. This seems to be the hot sector of the automobile sector right now, the crossover. GM ended the month with 60 days supply versus 88 days at the end of August. Shares of GM up 3.5%. And, you know, did you see the move? I called GM the chart of the day yesterday as I looked at about 1,000 charts yesterday during the day. Now, let me give you the companion stock to GM, because it would appear that GM will be looking at Intel and Mobileye, which Intel owns, for the driverless car technology. That could be the case. If not, it seems that there's a lot of interest in Intel all of a sudden because of their ownership now of Mobileye. The other breakout of the day yesterday for large cap blue chip stocks was Intel, the $184 billion company headquartered in the Silicon Valley. One of the companies that the Silicon Valley was built around, they're headquartered in Santa Clara, California. Intel kind of surprised everybody when they bought the Israeli auto technology company Mobileye, but that may have been a very astute move there by Intel. And Intel breaking out yesterday to new all-time highs after kind of going sideways here for a long, long time. This new revolution, you know, could breathe new life into some of these stodgy old companies of yesteryear. If you can stay current and if you can stay on top of the technology and out in front, all of a sudden we've got a revival taking place in both GM and Intel. Meanwhile, Warren Buffett's been busy. You ever stop in a Pilot Flying J gas station? Oh, I have many times. There's one in Victorville, just north of Victorville there, that my wife and I always stop at when we're headed north on the 15 towards Las Vegas area. Flying J, you know, you can get anything you want inside one of those little, stops. Warren Buffett investing in Flying J. Buffett says he's not worried about driverless trucks. Well, I agree. I think there's still going to be somebody in there that's going to need a bathroom break, a lunch break, some kind of break at a Flying J restaurant, Flying J truck stop. He's going to own 80% of the truck stop operator Pilot Flying J. And here's what Buffett has to say about the markets. The averages make sense up here, given the low level of interest rates. Well, I've been saying the same thing all along. Not only low interest rates, but it seems like there's a pretty good chance for tax cuts for corporations. On tax reform, Buffett says it's got a better chance of being passed than most would currently expect. I agree. I mean, if the Republicans can't get that one done, well, they're done. The current level of the corporate tax rate says, he says it isn't hurting any of his businesses. Well, but it will help them to cut those taxes. But he does say it will raise their earnings. And that's what I've been saying. It's all about the bottom line. If earnings go up and if stocks follow earnings, a tax cut would make this market more valuable. Buffett does not agree with the elimination of the estate tax, however. I can disagree more with Mr. Buffett. Why should somebody, a family, work hard? Let's just take a potato farmer in Idaho, and he's built up a nice family business, working night, you know, from sun up till sundown and beyond, and maybe that farm and that business is now worth $4 million, $5 million, $6 million. Why in the world, when he dies, should the government confiscate half of it? Why are they that the estate tax never, ever made sense. Now, I know Buffett's one of these. Oh, I'm going to pass my wealth along, you know, to the next generation. But I just don't see where that, to me, was the most unfair tax of all. And I disagree with Mr. Buffett on that one. Pilot Flying J headquartered in Knoxville, Tennessee. The pride of Knoxville. Truck sales dazzle for Ford. There you go, Rob. Truck sales up 8.7%. Will Ford be rolling out an electric truck? Will Chevy be rolling out? They're coming up with 20 models of electric cars. I gotta believe that the electric truck is coming. You know, you can drive right by the Flying J and say, why do I need you? Except for maybe a sandwich or a snack. I'm just going to plug in when I get home and recharge this baby. More automobile sector news when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Auto Show here on the Gunderson Capital Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our rest in peace, Tom Petty. I was shocked to hear the news yesterday, late in the day, about Mr. Tom Petty, who one of the Traveling Wilburys. I watched a little documentary on him last night. It was Behind the Music, VH1, about a 39-minute documentary. There's also a really good documentary on Netflix. It's about 2 hours long, about Tom Petty and all of the people he played with over the years. The guy from Gainesville, Florida, all the people he influenced over the years, ended up in the L.A. scene. I saw him once in concert in San Diego. And, of course, he had a good relationship with Mr. Bob Dylan. He toured with him for a year, year and a half, backing up Bob Dylan, playing second fiddle to Bob Dylan, which Tom Petty didn't really like to do. Tom Petty was a pretty astute businessman. He learned the hard way that the record companies aren't looking out for the musician. And he had just a horrible contract with his record company. And he didn't like the fact that his record company was bought out by another record company and then ended up with MCA. He didn't want to go to MCA. He sued. He took on the big record companies, and he won. He changed the music industry forever. The little guy, the little musician, going up against Mr. Big in Hollywood. He beat him twice, actually. And quite a character, Mr. Tom Petty. Rest in peace. Well, we've got more auto news. Has anybody looked at Geely Automotive lately? That stock is exploding to the upside. It's up another 7% today. It's one that we found by going outside of the U.S. and saying, hey, wait a minute, here's a Chinese automaker. There's 1.4 billion people in China. Here's a company that owns Volvo, which is going all electric. Geely's got a foothold in Europe. Geely's now a $28 billion company, a large holding here at Gunderson Capital Management, up another 7% today. That's a heck of a good chart on Geely Automotive. Well, there's news out of Ford. They're having an investor meeting. Now, Ford has been left flat-footed in all of this. Their shares are down 11% this year. They have a new CEO, Jim Hackett. He has scheduled an investor meeting for today in New York. I'm going to make a prediction. At that investor meeting, they're going to announce their plans for electric vehicles and self-driving cars. And the stock's going to probably get a nice bump after he says what he's going to say. He previously told investors he would outline a new strategy for the automaker after about 100. The guy's been in 100 days. He's the new CEO. This is the 100th day. Today, the investor meeting. Doubts are circling about the company's strategy to weather a downturn in the U.S. market, as well as longer-term challenges from electric vehicles and self-driving cars. See, they're on the brunt end of this. Just like Nokia and Ericsson and other phone makers took the brunt of the leadership that all of a sudden Apple assumed. And just like Microsoft has taken the brunt in a lot of areas, Yahoo took the brunt when Google emerged as the leader in the search engine. Well, you know, all of these moves that these other car companies are making are kind of at the expense of Ford. And it would seem to me that Ford's going to have to join the fray or hold on to their niche, saying, you know what, we're not going electric. We're not going self-driving. We're going to maintain, doggone it, the four-wheel drive Ford pickup truck. Now, I will say this. When we were dove hunting over in Yuma, listen, these are guys out there dove hunting, you know, they're camo. And I would say 90% of the cars that we saw over there amongst this population of people, sportsmen, was the Ford pickup, without question. Some of them toting American flags, a lot of veterans in the military. So we'll just have to see. Be interesting to see what Ford announces today. I'm not an owner of Ford stock. I think it's one of the worst stocks you can own. But I have a hunch that they're going to join in the electric vehicle and self-driving car fray today. You know who else I think is a loser in this? And this kind of goes against what others would say. I think Tesla is going to eventually be a loser in this. I think they're already a loser in this. Tesla got out in front, has had about a 1-2 year lead on the luxury electric car, and they're able to get away with some pretty high prices there. Seems to me that with all of these new players entering into the fray, that's only going to push Tesla's prices down. I mean, that's what market competition does. It pushes prices down. If somebody can come along with a prettier car than Tesla at about a 25% discount to what Tesla sells their cars for, all of a sudden, you know, Tesla's got to start lowering their prices. And they're already having a very difficult time becoming a profitable company. They've got a Model 3 bottleneck. That's was cited as a drag on Q3, which just ended. But Tesla says it's confident the issues will be fixed in the near term. We expect to deliver about 100,000 Model S and X vehicles in 2017, which would be a 31% increase over 2016. But here's what they don't say. How much will your earnings be up? You can make cars all day long. You can increase your car sales all day long. But if you're not making any money on those cars, that's a big problem. I have my doubts about Tesla becoming a profitable company. Meanwhile, let's not forget another cog in this reinvention of the wheel. The ride-hailing companies, the Ubers of the world, the Lyfts of the world. Well, now there's a new one in India called Ola. Indian ride-hailing company Ola announces a $2 billion. Hey, come up with an idea. Someone writes you a check for $2 billion. I haven't seen that on Shark Tank lately. From a group including SoftBank and Tencent Holdings, another holding here at Gunderson Capital, a Chinese company, TCEHY. It ends in Y. Why? Because it's foreign. Tencent Holdings is becoming a big player in many things, this giant Chinese company. SoftBank's been around for quite a while. They're headquartered out of Japan. They were around during the tech boom in the early 2000s. SoftBank you can invest in. You want a piece of Uber? They own a big chunk of it. You want a piece in Ola? Buy SoftBank, SFTBY. You know, I don't know. I don't own SoftBank right now. I've owned it in the past. You know, they're so spread out and so thin and so diversified. They're kind of like an asset allocation fund, you know? I don't like asset allocation. With all this happening in the auto industry and the technology, you want to own an asset? You want to have 70% of your assets in the bond market, which looks very precarious right now? No way. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, where once again, the automobile sector is dominating the news here. And that's why I continue to report on it, and that's why I continue to invest in it. And I want to do a featured stock here in this section of the show here in a minute. But we've got news out of General Motors yesterday. 20 new electric vehicles coming. Will that include a Corvette? I would not be surprised. Be the Corvette competing head-to-head with the Tesla in a drag race.
I think the big losers in this right now, again, I think Ford's a big loser, unless they announce something today, which is another big news item. They're having their investor day today. New CEO's been in 100 days, and he's going to deliver his report on the future of Ford Motor Company. Here's something I do know. Ford does $150 billion in sales. They only make $4 billion. What kind of profit margin is that? That is a very, very slender, what, 2.5, 3% profit margin? By contrast, Geely Automotive does $60 billion. They do way less than 1/2 of the sales of Ford. And they make a $6 billion profit. They make a much larger profit. Their profit margin is about 10%. Ford's profit margin is about 2.5%. And Tesla doesn't have a profit margin. Ford's sales growth year over year is 1.5%. 1.5%. That's anemic. That's General Electric-like numbers, right? Geely's growth, their sales, I'm talking sales growth now, okay? Geely's sales growth last year, 69% versus Ford's 1.5. So why don't we do a little three-minute drill here and drill down on Geely Automotive and why I currently have it in both my ultra growth portfolio and in my premier growth portfolio. You know, everybody's heard of General Motors and Ford and Chrysler and even Tesla has certainly made a stir here in the automobile industry recently. But the one a lot of people aren't aware of is a company based in Hong Kong named Geely Automobile Holdings. And, you know, Geely has got a pretty big footprint around the world. They're in Europe. They are in, obviously, China. They're in the Middle East. They're in Korea. They're in Africa. They're in Central and South America, headquartered in Hong Kong. Keep in mind that, you know, while Ford is doing $150 billion in sales and only earning on those sales about $4 billion, Geely's doing $60 billion in sales and they're earning $6 billion. Much more profitable, 10% profit margin at Geely, a 3 or 4% profit margin at Ford, and a deficit still at Tesla. And it's a question whether or not Tesla will ever be profitable. Geely Automotive sales were up 68% year over year from last year, while Ford sales were up 1.5%. And Geely has a big foothold into the electric car revolution. They're a big owner of Volvo. Geely stock has been performing quite nicely here recently. Look at the performance. Geely, over the last 12 months, is up 231%. That's right. The stock is up 231%. Over the last 3 years, the performance of the stock is 94% per year. The symbol is G-E-L-Y-Y. It trades on the pink sheets of the market, but it trades some pretty decent volume. It trades an average of about 24,000 shares every single day. In the auto sector, which is booming right now with the autonomous car, the ride-hailing services, the electric car, the connected car, and Geely has already got a nice foothold in all of those booming areas of the market. Geely's also not that expensive, given the fact that they're expected to grow by 21.7% per year over the next 5 years. Geely is currently, my five-year target price is $110. It's trading at about $63 today. And in my Best Stocks Now app, out of the 5,453 stocks that I currently cover in my app, it comes in at number 46. And I do own it here at Gunderson Capital Management in my ultra growth portfolio and in my premier growth portfolio. Okay, well, that's Geely Automotive, G-E-L-Y-Y. Now, the other thing to remember, you know, the automobile revolution is not just the electric car. No, it goes way outside of this. I mean, look at Intel, which now owns Mobileye. The other part of this revolution is the autonomous car, which is also coming. And like I say, it's going to be very interesting today when Ford rolls out their plans on their future and how much the electric vehicle or the autonomous car will be a part of their future. Now, I've been doing a lot of research in this area, and each week in my newsletter, I'm writing another segment. I began 2 weeks ago about reinventing the wheel, and I'm beginning at the ground up where the rubber hits the road, all right? The rubber hits the road with lithium. Lithium could be the new gasoline, right? These electric batteries run on lithium. It's the lightest metal that we have, and therefore that's why lithium is so highly prized for the electric cars. Can you imagine if these batteries, you know, I have, how many batteries do I have on my old fishing boat? I want to say four. Those things weigh a ton, man. Oh, boy, and they're not that big. If we had those kind of batteries in these Teslas and in these Chevy Volts, it would be very inefficient. And obviously that's why they went to lithium, because it's a very light metal. I talked about lithium 2 weeks ago in my newsletter. We deconstructed the lithium index. We looked at the 27 holdings in that index. We graded them. We picked out the best. I have an investment in a couple of the big players in the lithium index. Last week, I went to the bottom end of the index. I identified three companies under $5 that look pretty vibrant right now, including LACDF, Lithium America, which has a pretty powerful chart. There's another one I found yesterday, PILBF. That's a 50-cent stock that's all of a sudden breaking loose. But I also put a giant disclaimer right in the middle of that article saying, look, okay, these are small players. These are lithium miners. They're a lot smaller players. They're in Australia. There was one in Canada. There was one in Nevada. They're penny stocks for the most part. Some of them are fairly significant in size. There's a couple of them that are in the $500 million size area. This week, I'll be continuing my series on what's taking place in the automobile industry in this week's newsletter. You know, that article goes out to everybody on my list. There's over 12,000 right now. Rob Stanford has said it before, if you're not getting Gunderson's newsletter, you're a knucklehead. Oh, well, there might be a nicer way to say that. You're missing out. You know, sometimes it's not taking part in something that's doing quite well. That's a loss in and of itself. That's an opportunity cost. You know, I am up to my eyeballs every single day with my waders on, my binoculars. I mean, everything I can possibly employ on a daily basis, looking at the market. And I just see a section of the river right now that's really bubbling. The fish are really congregating there. And I think there's going to be a lot of money to be made in a couple of sectors, two, three, four sectors over the next several years. I think the action has shifted away from the smartphone, right? Apple's no longer the darling. It's no longer carrying the torch of the NASDAQ, just like the computer stocks gave up the torch many years ago. Well, the torch is passing once again. You want to be on the receiving end of the torch, not on the handing off end of the torch from one sector to another. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is
your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I want to spend the last segment of the show talking a little bit about the market. We had the news from Warren Buffett today saying that he thinks that the market can continue to support the numbers, the PE, the ratios, the valuations that it's trading at. Well, here's what I think about that. I agree. The market continues to be priced not cheap, but at a sustainable. I think that's the best word. It's not expensive. It's not cheap. It's sustainable, given the low interest rates that we currently have and given the expected growth this year and next year. And you have some icing on the cake out there, which could come in the form of a tax cut, a corporate tax cut. Therefore, one of the most important sections of my newsletter every week is my current EPS and target price for the S&P 500. The fact of the matter is that earnings have been going up since 2009. It's as simple as that. You know, everybody wants to make some excuse or some reason. This has been a phony bull market. This has been the most hated bull market. Well, the market follows earnings. And when S&P 500 earnings have been growing every year since 2009, the market's going to follow. At some point in time, earnings will begin to top out on this recent cycle that we're in, economic cycle, earnings cycle. And then it'll be time to lighten up in the market. But until that time comes, and I don't see that right now just yet, we've got earnings season, another earnings season coming up again. We'll get lots and lots of clues. We're not seeing any signs of the economy slowing down right now. And, you know, if we do get a corporate tax cut, that's only going to give a boost to the economy. Right now, the earnings estimates for this year, we've got less than 3 months left in the year. We're looking for $132 per share this year in earnings. How does that compare with last year? Last year, the market made $118 per share. That's a pretty hefty increase year over year, about 9%. In earnings, all things being equal, the market should be up about 9%. It's up a little more than that. Why? Because now the market's looking ahead to 2018 earnings estimates. Yes, I have estimates for next year. It's in the premium newsletter every week, the newsletter that goes out to my clients and live trading subscribers, and there it is right there, my target price on the S&P 500, subject to change. I update it every single week, but it's pretty much been in the same area for quite some time. Now I have a third target price. This would be if we get a tax cut, a corporate tax cut from 35% to 25%, that would boost earnings for next year even more. And I have an additional target price, one with an asterisk. If we get the tax cut, how much upside potential is there to the S&P 500? Well, I can tell you this, it's a lot more upside potential than what I see in the bond market, and therefore I continue to have no exposure to the bond market. Well, wait a minute, Gunderson. My financial planner that I meet with once a year says that I should have a big chunk of my portfolio in bonds to smooth out the volatility of the stock market. Let me tell you, the bond market's going to be much more volatile over the next several years. Volatility like you've never seen in the bond market is about to hit it. People have become very, very immune to a bond market bear market. They haven't seen one in two or three decades. But it's out there, it's looming, it's coming, it's making noise now. My prediction is you'll see much more volatility and some astonishing losses in the bond market over the next 3 to 5 years, let's call it the next 1 to 5 years, than what you've seen in the stock market. The last bear market in the stock market was 53%. Does the bond market have that kind of risk? Yes, it does. It has a risk of 30 to 50% downside, which would eventually, obviously, spill over into the stock market and could help create the next bear market in the stock market. And I see that as the most likely occurrence. People say, what will cause the next bear market? I think it will be a bond market that starts to get rocked. I don't see it right around the corner, but it's down there. I hear a freight train as I put my ear down on the tracks. The tracks are starting to vibrate a little bit. There's something coming. I don't want to be standing on those tracks. I'm getting off the tracks. I'm off the tracks completely as it relates to the bond market. And I think all of these folks that have been lulled into this asset allocation model, look, everybody's got their opinions of the market and their way of doing things. I do not agree with the asset allocation model, which is so widely used in my industry at the current time, because it doesn't take into account market conditions. It takes into account your age, and it takes into account historical norms. But what's coming in the bond market will not be a historical norm. It will be something we have not seen. Does that asset allocation model take into account extreme circumstances? No. It's based on past performance, and that's how they're predicting future results, which you're not really supposed to do, but that's what financial planning involves. So, look, I'm an outlier in my industry. I'm sure there's a lot of asset allocators that hate me. But you know what? I'm just looking out for the little guy. I think there's a freight train coming in the bond market. And I think for now, the money is still, the best place to make the money is still in the stock market, in the most vibrant sectors of the market. If you need income, if you want to lower the volatility, then lean towards the dividend payers, the Lockheed Martins and the Boeings of the world and others like that. If you want growth, you're not going to get it in the bond market at all. It's still coming from the stock market. If you think that the technological revolution has come to an end, I totally disagree with you. There's new players emerging every single day. Well, you can get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. And if you're interested in having us manage your account, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.